This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, banks. They are doing fine, as they usually are doing. But a report out this week from the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, caught our eye. Banks are, among other things, lenders. And the FDIC says lending volume fell in the most recent quarter, driven by decreases in commercial and industrial lending. Marketplace's Justin Ho explains what's going on.
Companies normally use bank loans to grow their businesses, maybe build a new factory or acquire another business. But Drew Pascarella at Cornell University says that kind of activity hasn't fully recovered.
Mergers and acquisition volume in the U.S. is down 30% year over year.
Pascarella says companies also use bank loans to raise cash for a rainy day. That happened a lot at the outset of the pandemic.
The companies that had existing relationships with banks, they ran to the banks and tried to borrow as much money as they could.
In the time since, that kind of panic borrowing from banks has calmed down, says Karen Petru at Federal Financial Analytics.
Companies felt more secure that the world wasn't coming to an immediate end.
But Petru says the economy is still shaky, and the idea of taking on more bank loans doesn't seem prudent for a lot of companies, even with interest rates near record lows.
No matter what the interest rate is, if you're a corporate borrower, you need to pay it back.
When bigger companies have needed cash, they've been raising it from investors by issuing bonds. Those have longer payoff periods than bank loans and come with fewer conditions, says Matteo Arena at Marquette University.
So as bonds are more attractive, right, then there's less need for going to a bank for a new loan.
But smaller companies don't have the option of issuing bonds. Arena says those companies are borrowing less from banks because many of them are going out of business. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.